music planet?
I don't know.
Let me just pull down the Hard Out 808 because the Omnicord comes with drums, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to the Suzuki Omnicord. Familiarize yourself with this beast. Killed it. Oh god, I've broken it. Oh god. This is our in-house Omnicord now. It is an analog version, came out way back in the 80s. I've got a little run sheet of the Omnicord progression here. Actually, let me just fill you in. Started with the Tronicord, which actually looks like something out of Tron. That's pretty rad. Then it went to my one that I've got, an OM27. Actually quite rare, the analog ones. I think you're looking at paying about $300 if you want to buy it off eBay. I got it from $50 from a guy in Tokoroa. and then it kind of rattles on, starts getting digital. Now, what's fascinating about the older ones, the newer ones, is they're super digital and they've got all sorts of crazy stuff like beach sounds that blend into seagulls and stuff, which is super Beatles and really rad. I've actually had a play on one of them, but I'm a purist, so I'm into this analog one. Comes with nice analog beats and stuff. Right, let's give you guys some examples of Omnicords in music. We have a Brian Eno. This song is called This. I haven't listened to a lot of Brian Eno in my life, and I know that I need to because he's a bit of a genius. So this is called This by Brian Eno. See if you can spot the Omnicord in there. you could definitely hear a few runs in there sounding a bit like this. Now you can actually turn down the sustain of the harp if you like, and you can have it quite stabby. See, ooh, that's a niggly little stab. Lovely.
This is, it's an instrument that you used to bring in fairly regularly when we would play live beds for our little voice breaks in the studio. So it's probably my favourite one of your weird things. It kind of looks like a weird warped keytar.
Every family should have one. It's so radical how it's just a completely unique design, and it's really a party in the box, you know? Like, once you just hit these chords, just away you go. And it's all, actually, funnily enough, my batteries actually came out of this Omnicord. So, synergy in tonight, really.
I'll give you a little bit of history that I've managed to find on the internet.
Lay it on me, John.
This is, you're going to give me a nice, yeah, there we go, bit of bed. The Omnicord is an electric musical instrument introduced in 1981 by the Suzuki Musical Instrument Corporation. It typically features a touch plate and buttons for major, minor, and seventh chords.
This is the touch plate, and it's like you run your finger up and down it, and it's like a completely connectivity. Sometimes if your hands are dry, it won't activate, so you kind of, sometimes you got to moisten them up, if you know what I mean, check them under the pits, kind of thing.
The most basic method of playing the instrument is to press the chord buttons and swipe the touch plate with a finger or guitar pick.
Like that, eh, John?
In imitation of strumming a stringed instrument. Originally designed as an electronic auto harp substitute, the Omnicord has become popular as an individual instrument in its own right due to its unique chiming timbre.
Massive, massive cult following.
Yeah. And its value as a kitsch object.
Yes.
Kitsch, eh?
Well, kitsch, but hey, David Bowie plays one.
It looks pretty funky. Actually, loads of people play them,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, crazy. Go and rattle off a list, mate. It's
okay,
alphabetical.
There's David Bowie, Arcade Fire.
Gorillaz about to go.
Yeah,
there's
Damien Albarn,
actually, they
Brian
use
Eno,
a drum machine and a beat.
Eurythmics. Is it Jim James?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, John Mayer. You are a big fan of John Mayer, aren't you? Big Hungry. Joni
what?
Mitchell.
What the fucking move on, mate?
Sharon Van Etten.
I like John Mayer in the Chappelle Show.
Mm-hmm.
When he's playing white music for white people, and right, it's just all Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I would say this is the sort of instrument that loads of people get behind and play, but may not make it onto the credits of the record.
Absolutely, yeah. It's slippery. It's a slippery little beast. When you want that lovely harp sound.
Suzuki still make them, don't they?
Yeah, they've evolved a lot over the years. Even the new ones are actually quite expensive, if I'm honest.
When have you played a brand new one and you're like, this is no good, I just want the old one?
It's really complicated. The new ones are super complicated. If you look up Omnicord the 27 one, it's just a very simple layout, whereas the Q chords are just like, it's kind of looking at, like, if I was to... Like if, say, an alien from the Aliens movies played an instrument, they look like that.
I was going to say if a stormtrooper played an instrument, that's what the new Omnicord would look like, so I wouldn't mind having one myself, actually.
Hey, one of my favourite bands in this planet called Black Moth Super Rainbow, and I know they use Omnicord and couldn't resist the chance to play a Black Moth Super Rainbow song, so here it comes, Warm Water... Leviathan. Black Moth Super Rainbow there with a super distorted version of a Omnicord. Have we got time for one more, do you reckon?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's slip one more in. This one's actually super famous. It's out, the beat is something like this. Now, the band is called the Gorillaz.
You may know of them.
This is probably quite rad of them because they're using the beat in the track. The song's called Clint Eastwood. Check out that Omnicord beat. And then there's drums layered on top of it as well. And it's a fucking good time.
But not for long, the future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long, the future is coming on. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so, I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one token. Psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics. Without it, you make it. Allow me to make this. Childlike your nature, rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise, corruption in the skies, from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lives through rust, so not in muscles, but percussion to provide. With me as a guide, y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the inner. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you could survive when law is lawless.
Right,
feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's 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 coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future.
Yes. Omnicord in action. Right on. Hey, thanks for your text in. Yes, Phoenix Foundation have definitely featured a fair bit of Omnicord in their music. Definitely, on Pegasus, very that underwater kind of sound. They use a lot of the harp sound. Yeah, good time. I actually just wanted to share with you my favorite part of the Omnicord. There's actually like a kill button next to the harp side, and it does cool shit like this. So you can kind of get some real tweaked out rad times out of it. Now, John's just checking Music Planet, see if they're selling Q chords, but I know they're not, mate. There's no Omni chords there. It's more of a Vinti item, hard to find on the internet.
However, Music Planet does
have synthesizers for days. There's
pages and pages and pages of synthesizers all over their website. It's not as if there's a shortage of analog synths, digital synths, or monophonic analog rhythm synthesizers.
There's plenty.
Like a pig in mud, you could roll around in synthesizers at Music Planet if you wished. And oh, look, there's even guitars. Hey. When are you going to bring a guitar in, mate?
I kind of don't like them.
Yes, but you can try one out at Music Planet if you want to.
Right on.
Not everyone's got different tastes, mate.
Definitely shout out to Music Planet. One of my favorite places to go and do music stuff. Really nice people in there, and they don't mind if you've got sweaty hands and don't tell you to wipe your hands before you play guitars, which is a little bit annoying. So good on them. That's the Omnicord. You gotta love it. Get one in your life.
That was Tools of the Trade, thanks to Music Planet. Visit them in store or at musicplanet.co.nz.